swear that it ain't never been locked, and I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He made his bands without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd. Yeah, I'm pretty damn proud. Where I come from. Where I come from, there's a big old moon shining down at night. Where I come from, there's a man.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. In Lebanon overnight, a top Hezbollah leader was killed in a barrage of airstrikes from Israel. Israeli spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of an evil terrorist organization, the senior terrorists eliminated with him, and the central headquarters were a legitimate military target under international law.
Meanwhile, the State Department is now ordering certain embassy employees and family members in Lebanon to leave the country. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is updating the death toll from Hurricane Helene.
We now have, overall in the state, there have been 11 confirmed storm-related fatalities, and that ranges from things like traffic fatalities to people that were impacted directly by storm surge.
A total of 52 people were killed across five states. This is ABC News. North Carolina Republican and gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson has been treated for second-degree burns he sustained at a campaign event on Friday. It's unclear how he got those burns, but he's said to be in good spirits and could even return to the trail as soon as tomorrow, according to his campaign. World-famous State Fair of Texas kicks off this weekend with a new rule in place for attendees. ABC's Brian Clark.
The State Fair of Texas offers almost any food you could think of, from famous corn dogs to cotton candy bacon on a stick. Well, the fair does not have guns. All firearms are banned this year, and Corey McCarroll says,
it was a little upsetting, but, you know, it didn't prevent us from coming.
State Supreme Court allowed the organizers' ban on guns to remain in place in the face of a challenge from the state attorney general. Rhonda Hines said,
I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm okay either way.
Organizers banned guns after a shooting last year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Fair runs through October. I'm Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
I got my sh** together. I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
Just say it.
you can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, lows around 50. Sunshine, 79 for Sunday. For Sunday night, some fog and 52. Monday, sunshine and a high around 81. For Tuesday, sunshine and much cooler with highs in the low 60s. Sunny and mid-60s for Wednesday, upper 60s and mostly sunny on Thursday. That's WRDN weather.
It's 79 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes. Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday. Tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. Well, he says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason. Just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. And I never will get her back. Did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Doug Stone. Now, why didn't I think of that? Doug Stone, who is wrapping up his touring life this year. I'm Linda with Blake, a guy with a
sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back. Or the guy with the guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing they're seeing. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. Watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how. But I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, the guy that don't know how he got her, but he ain't never gonna let her, never gonna let her go. Wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing you're seeing. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. Says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fast. How moody I can be. All my insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small. Oh, I caught her with an issue of Brides magazine, staring at dresses and picking out rings. tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love that cat. Oh, but you know me better than that.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Girl, I always pictured you'd be pouring down rain. With old Hank singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. Well, how in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money. Ain't a heartbreak cloud in a forecast, honey. I hate to see it go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
No doubt.
Damn good day to leave. The red whale, what a shame. The Channel 8's about the marathon, John Wayne. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
One of his new promotional videos for his concert tour is kind of sporting that Smokey and the Bandit look, you know, the Burt Reynolds look. And it's kind of amazing. He actually can kind of pull that off. Luke Combs in just a minute. And Jason.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all listen.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory light up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
FM, WRDN. We'll be right back.
I'm Jeremy Clements.
Jeremy Clements across the line as the race leader.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NASCAR is back in the heartland for a visit at Kansas Speedway. Up next, the NASCAR Xfinity Series takes to the track with the stakes high. The playoffs have arrived and 12 playoff competitors look to punch their ticket to the round of eight. Doing so, they'll have to go through regular season champion Cole Custer. The Stewart Haas Racing driver has been consistent throughout the season, but not as consistent as Justin Allgaier, who comes into the postseason as the number one seed, claiming two checkered flags and 14 stage wins, giving himself a 27-point cushion entering tonight's playoff opener. When strategizing the playoffs, Allgaier has had this race circled.
I feel like you need to go in there, and you can't win the championship in those rounds, but you can definitely make your life a lot more miserable. The first round, especially with Talladega and the Roval, you really want to have a good, solid foundation. I mean, obviously having the points that we have right now are great, but that's only 20 points. That can be wiped away the first two stages and maybe a few spots in that final race. So we definitely have to go to Kansas. We've been looking at this on the calendar. We know it's a place we need to go there and run well. And we just have to, like I said, we have to execute. And if we do that, that sets you up. And if you win Kansas, you know, round two becomes a lot more of a focus.
Live from Kansas Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs begin on the Motor Racing Network, and it's next.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, freaking.
From Kansas Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Thank you, Susie Armstrong. Hello and welcome to the Kansas Speedway. Time now for the NASCAR Xfinity Series and race number one of the round of 12. The playoffs begin here this afternoon in the Kansas Lottery 300 live on the Motor Racing Network. Jeff Striegel alongside is Alex Hayden, as always, and the crew chief, Todd Gordon, from the broadcast booth. Today, 38 cars, 200 laps, 300 miles on a beautiful late September Saturday afternoon. And Alex, 26 races prior to today has led us to this point. And now for 12 drivers, the race for the series championship begins this afternoon in Kansas.
It does indeed. This opening round with Kansas Speedway, Talladega Super Speedway, and the Charlotte Roval. This is a round that is going to test every one of our playoff competitors. When you look at the way they come into this, Justin Allgaier, he's got the points advantage, 27 points. That's the most out of anybody. Our regular season champion, Cole Custer, lines up next at plus 21. Those drivers have been on the hot streaks here as of late. Some other drivers, well, they've struggled as a bit, kind of stubbing their toe, if you will, coming into the playoffs. But this is a golden opportunity for everybody to reset and focus on the task at hand.
And they'll do it on a sunny, breezy Saturday afternoon. Temperatures right now, 82 degrees. Coming up, it's the Kansas Lottery 300, the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
This is what being a NASCAR fan is all about.
The win at Talladega.
Singular history and tradition.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. This is so special.
And triple header playoffs action to ratchet up the stakes.
We gotta go.
Throw in a can't-miss concert, camping, and the legendary atmosphere of Talladega Boulevard. And you've got more than a race. You've got Talladega. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Talladega, October 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauerbilt Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauerbilt, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
38 race teams are getting ready to go here this afternoon. 12 of those teams have playoff drivers in contention, and we'll talk about the playoff drivers in a moment. Not a playoff driver is a driver that will lead the field of the green flag. His 11th career pole happened here earlier today. His name is Brandon Jones, the 27-year-old driver from Atlanta, Georgia. Brandon is with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Jeff, it was 175.553 miles per hour for Brandon Jones. Brandon, you're also a two-time winner here at Kansas. What is there about this racetrack that has just suited your style so well?
Yeah, and add three poles to it now, too. So I love this racetrack, and I get asked that question a lot when I come here, and I can't put my finger on it, but it just suits my driving style really well. It's a really, really fun mile and a half. Some of these places get strung out and they get hard to race. This one just stays so compact, so racy. It's got so many grooves. Qualifying here today was really fun for me because we're going out, and I was thinking the bottom both ends was going to be the ticket. And then I had switched it to bottom top of 3 and 4, and then I was like, no, just go top. So that's hard for a driver to have to switch back and forth between, you know, the lift points and the mindset. So I was happy that we did that in such a short period of time. But I'm looking forward to leading the field to the green. It's a good spot to be in. You know, putting the car in clean air will help it a bunch today. So I'm excited. We've got a lot of guests from Schultz here today, so hopefully you can get them a win.
How did your practice go? Beyond the one lap qualifying run, how did your practice go with longer run speed?
I was up and down. I kind of found a lot of speed in the middle of the racetrack early on today, and I was catching the 16, and I lost a lot of momentum, and then I couldn't rebuild it. So that was kind of interesting to me. Guys were running all over the place. I saw some guys above the top seam, and like I was saying, I made time in the middle. So typical Kansas, you're going to see a lot of different grooves open up, and whoever can adapt quick enough will be the winner today, I think.
We'll see what happens with it. That's Brandon Jones. He's leading the field to green here at Kansas this afternoon.
The highest qualified playoff driver is Chandler Smith. He'll start on the outside of the front row, and Chandler comes in on a heater. He's got top 10 finishes in his last five consecutive starts of the season, although Kansas last year was not kind to him, where he finished back in the 32nd spot. How does he maintain the hot streak? Let's find out right now. He's with our own Alan Cavana from Glastonbury, Connecticut.
I'll make sure to ask him, and maybe a little junior Chandler Smith, who's in his arms right now. They're talking about your hot streak. The last few races this team, the 81 team, is on. How do you up that today at Kansas to get the victory lane?
Just got to execute. I feel like we have a solid number 81 Quick-Tie Products GR Supra, and if we execute on pit road all day and I do my job as a driver, I think we'll have a decent finish and just try to make this thing better as we go.
What's so difficult about this track in particular, unlike other mile and a halves?
I don't think it's really, I think this is one of our best mile and a halves because it's just so adversible from top to bottom. And you're just able to move around a lot. It's really a driver's racetrack, so I got to appreciate how it's weathered and how the seams come into effect and all that stuff.
All right, Chandler Smith looks ready and confident to win today.
There's your front row, Brandon Jones and Chandler Smith. We talk about playoffs, Posty. Why not talk to the reigning champion in the NASCAR Xfinity Series? He starts inside row number two.
And that is Cole Custer going to start in the third spot. Cole, as you look forward to today's race, how big was that entire turn of events from being on pit road at Bristol on lap number two to coming back to win the race, to take the regular season championship, now the reset? How does that bring you into the playoffs?
It's huge. I mean, huge for momentum because it was kind of a rough couple of months before that. So to get that win definitely meant a lot for momentum and just the playoff points. You know, it's huge having those playoff points going into this because it's going to be a crazy first round for sure. So hopefully I have a solid car here. I feel like our NXT CW Mustang was pretty solid in practice. We just have to keep it up front.
We'll see what happens with it. He did start. He will start third, and he talks about keeping it up front. That's the general, Cole Custer, a reigning champ, looking to repeat here in the 2024 season. season.
When he talks playoff points, he's got the most out of everybody, a total of 15.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mm. I love carbs!
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Kansas Speedway, which just so happens to be a track where Jesse Love is making his maiden voyage here in a NASCAR Xfinity Series machine. He does, however, have some experience here. He's got a victory under his belt here at Kansas Speedway in the ARCA Menards Series. Let's find out what Jesse Love's thinking as he gets set to go with Steve Post.
Alex, that's a real good point. Jesse's walking to his car. So first time in the Xfinity Series, but you've had success with an ARCA win here. What'd you find was the similarities and differences between the two different cars here at Kansas, Jesse?
Absolutely nothing. I had to learn some stuff in practice and take care of it, but got a good car for the race, I think, and showed a lot of speed in qualifying. So kind of got the bad habits out of my head now and looking forward to today's race.
Overall sense, overall vibe as you're playoff racing here in your rookie season. How good is this team? How good do you feel as we go into this 2024 playoffs?
Really good. Obviously, I've answered the question a lot in the last few weeks, and my answer kind of stays the same. I think if we go and maximize our potential, that we can race for a championship.
Maximizing potential. That's what it's looking for. Jesse Love, he is the reigning ARCA Menard Series champion and looking to back that up with an Xfinity Series championship. Alan?
Another year, another playoff start for Justin Allgaier. That comes with all the questions. Is this the year? Is that a fair question for you?
I don't know. I mean, you know, really proud of the effort and the team of, you know, what we're able to accomplish as a group. You know, our brand fresh Nico Camaro was really going to practice today. And, you know, these playoffs are going to be so important to just be consistent. Obviously, you want to win races and you want to be there at the end when it comes time to go to Phoenix. But consistency for us here, especially later, has not been great. So, you know, we got fast race cars. We know we got all the right tools. Obviously, everybody at Chevrolet and Junior Motorsports have been working really hard. Hendrick Engine Shop. So we're going to go have a lot of fun today and hopefully put this corn car at the front and try to win one here. That way makes the next two rounds a lot easier.
Most difficult aspect of this racetrack is what?
All of it. This place is one of the most difficult racetracks we'll go to, especially for a mile and a half. It's slick. Obviously, it's not super hot outside, but the track grip changes significantly with any little bit of temperature. Running the top, running the bottom, just kind of knowing where to manage your car at. I mean, there's so many variables to a racetrack like here that you just got to be perfect. You got to run around this racetrack and be perfect. And I think we got the team to do it. I just got to make sure that I'm there when the race is over and not put myself in harm's way.
Heck of a standard. Got to be perfect, guys.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and the other thing that we just heard was maximizing your potential. Alex, I want to talk to you more about that here in just a moment. But right now, let's just continue to hear from the drivers. Back downstairs, Steve.
Well, we're talking a lot of playoffs, but a driver's not worried about that. He's having a good day and then building for the future is Connor Zilich, a fourth qualifying run here, fourth place qualifying run. How good's the car? How are things here on intermediate Kansas Speedway in the Junior Motorsports car?
Yeah, we've got a really fast Junior Motorsports KOA Arctic Chevrolet today. Guys brought a really fast car today and, you know, going to help make my job a lot easier. So, yeah, it felt good to qualify fourth here, my first time running an Xfinity car on an oval. So, going to have a lot to learn today, but I'm looking forward to it. Thankfully, I'm around a bunch of talented guys and, you know, hopefully I can learn as much as I can and prepare myself for next year.
What's your hunch? Okay, you had some practice yesterday, but what's your hunch of what the challenges are going to be for you on oval track racing here in the Xfinity Series?
Yeah, It's going to take me time to learn the air and understand how to, you know, manipulate the air running around other guys. You know, I feel like the speed isn't going to be too big of an issue for me over time. I feel like I'll get that, but learning how to race is going to be the biggest thing. So just got to take my time and run all the laps today. Can't learn if you don't run all the laps. So I'm just going to, you know, be easy out there and, you know, learn as much as I can, but, you know, hopefully have a good clean day and end up up front by the end of it.
Connor Zilich, end up front by the end of it. That's what he did at Watkins Glen a couple of weeks ago. Here he is, his first Xfinity Series oval start. He's the Junior Motorsports. Alan Cavan, I see you've caught up with another of the Junior Motorsports drivers.
A lot of speed out of that garage, Junior Motorsports. Sam Mayer, what's the key to today? Now that we're in the playoff, let me ask you this first. Does it feel any different?
I mean, obviously the intensity level is definitely up, but also the speed of our race car is too. Our QPS employment Chevrolet is really fast this weekend. I'm really looking forward to kicking the playoffs strong. You know, we got a lot to look forward to. We're in a good spot right now. We're above the cut line at least, so it feels good, but the intensity level definitely is up.
All right, Sam Mayer trying to kick off the playoffs the best way possible. Best way to do that, win in advance.
The drivers are ready. We're ready. We're going to step aside. Pre-race ceremonies are on deck.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
We are 3 minutes away from taking you trackside. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We still have a moment before pre-race ceremony, so let's hear right now from Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed getting ready to go here. The last eight races, six top five finishes. We talked so much about all those second place finishes, but Sheldon, six top fives in the last eight races. You got to feel pretty good about where this team is at as you get ready to go playoff racing.
Yeah, certainly we've gotten the consistency down. Now we just need to go win some races. So a little struggle in practice and qualifying this morning, but I feel like we hit it with a lot of changes for the race, and hopefully we can march our way forward pretty quickly.
Sheldon Creed ready to roll off here today, as he talked about a little bit of a struggle there. He qualified in the 15th spot here this afternoon.
But Sheldon Creed with those second place finishes, Todd Gordon, is that enough to continue to advance on, or do you have to finally break through and get to victory lane?
I think for this round, second place finishes will easily put you through. And really, it will put you to the final four, because you're going to have one guy make it on points. You roll out, you know, top fives consistently through the three races of the second round, you'll make it through.
And everybody's looking for consistency starting right now. The playoffs begin the round of 12 here this afternoon at the Kansas Speedway. Alex, it is a perfect Saturday afternoon.
It is, Jeff. Temperatures right at 80 degrees. We got a good 20-mile-an-hour consistent breeze. What a day to go racing here to get the playoffs underway. Now, we need to go down trackside to get our pre-race ceremonies underway here at Kansas Speedway.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you're able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the American Legion 153 presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach Chaplain Nick Terry.
Let's pray. Father God, this moment is about pausing to honor you and to ask your blessing on this event. But Lord, we also think of and pray for those who have been affected by the hurricane this week. God, we ask you to provide for them, give them what they need, help them, and be with them. Lord, we thank you for the sunshine this afternoon. We thank you for the joy that this race is going to bring each of us. And Lord, we do ask your blessing on this event, for your hand of protection over every driver and their team. In Christ's name, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Gardner Police Department Patrol Sergeant Justin Weathers.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Pre-race ceremonies wrapping
up. Let's hear it for Sergeant Weathers.
The drivers now will get their final handshakes and fist bumps in with the crew members, swing a leg over the door and into the cockpit of their race cars.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Larson brings his Chevy and four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Thousands of people have been affected by Hurricane Helene, and you can help now. You can donate to the Red Cross. Your donation enables the Red Cross to prepare for and respond to and help people recover from this disaster. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767 to make a financial donation or to schedule a blood donation appointment. Individuals can also text the word Helene to 909-999 to make a donation.
We are 3.5 minutes away from the command from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Let's get a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal.
Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Kansas Lottery 300 from Kansas Speedway. Sponsored by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR. Member FDIC. Brought to you by Pfizer. By Napa. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
It's the Kansas Lottery 300 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Before we take you downstairs for the command, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome to the Kansas Speedway on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Motor Racing Network with live coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Today it is the Kansas Lottery 300 and race number one in the playoffs. The round of 12 starts right now.
Yeah, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series has been, as of late, one of those series where anybody can win a race. As a matter of fact, the last seven races of the season have been won by seven different drivers. And when you look at where we're at here at Kansas Speedway, Jeff, the last five Kansas races have been won by five different drivers. Brandon Jones is the only one of those five drivers that's entered in today's race. And by the way, he's leading the field with the green flag.
With Chandler Smith alongside. So we are ready to go. 38 teams are ready to go. Play our 12 of those ready to race in the playoffs right now. Let's begin with our command.